Welcome to season 14 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I bring you stories and best practices of today's leaders to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go. Welcome back. I'm excited you're here. Season 14 moving right along. This week I want to cover a topic that we get asked a lot about. How do I move up quicker in my organization? How do I stand out as a potential leader? Just some really core questions that I think affects almost every single person that listens to the show, because everybody works in an organization and works in a team or works that wants to get better, that wants to make more of an impact or influence in a better way. And so much of our ability to do this is wrapped up in other people's perception of us. Sonia Duclay famously said, "Life is all about perception, positive versus negative. Whichever you choose will affect and more than likely reflect your outcome. Whether you like it or not, your perception in your organization or in your community or in your friendship, that it really matters." To give you a personal example of this, we needed a babysitter a couple months ago, and we called everybody on our list. We just kept striking out. And just about that time, my wife Amy said, "John, why don't we, I have this one girl's number that a friend gave me a few months ago, but we've never used her." So, but I was like, instead of just calling some random babysitter, I was like, why don't we just look her up on social media? Let's just find out like what she's all about. And it didn't take more than 2 seconds of searching Facebook and Instagram and Snap. We just immediately saw pictures of her partying and drinking and being immature. Within literally 2 minutes, we had our answer. Even though we desperately needed a babysitter in this situation, there was no way I was going to call this girl to watch our kids. So our perception about her became a reality when we did just a little bit of research. We let the visuals that she chose to share on social media create a story about her that affected our decision not to hire, not to even call her. Now, the moral of the story really is that the example that you set creates other people's perception of you. The example that you set creates other people's perception of you. Whether you like it or not, perception often becomes reality. I mean, we've all heard that. Perception is reality. So being perceived as a leader is often the key to becoming one. How people perceive you is what is broken up into what we call the 5 P's of perception. And I'm going to go through these in some details. And as I go through them, I want you to really think about, how am I doing in these 5 areas? And if you're weak in any of them, I highly suggest that you address them one at a time. Because without addressing all of these things, it could dramatically impact your ability to move up in your organization or to even be looked at in other capacities. The first P is what we call presence online. So just like with my babysitter, what was the very first thing I did? You look at their social media profiles. It's quickly become our resume, our calling card, our identity. I mean, oftentimes I get passed resumes by people. I don't even look at the resume. What do I do first? I look them up on LinkedIn. And everything that you're doing online matters. Your profiles matter, your updates matter, what you share. And then lastly, you know, how you engage online, the comments that you make, what you share of other people. And yes, this also includes things that you think disappear forever. There was a story about maybe a year and a half ago about D'Angelo Russell. he was a basketball player, and he sent something on Snapchat, and somebody else, you know, captured what he sent, and then it got shared, and it, just Google it, D'Angelo Russell on Snapchat. It'll be all over the internet. So the question I ask for you today is, does your online presence portray you as a leader? Think about that. Does your online presence portray you as a leader? And you always can look to those three things. Do your profile, do your online profiles match what people, what you want to be perceived as? The second is what you're sharing. Does it promote what you want to be known for, what you want people to think of you for? Are you sharing positive things or negative things? Or, you know, what are you sharing? And if you have to even doubt for a second, if my boss or my boss's boss or our CEO saw that I was sharing this, and you thought at all that it might be questionable, please don't share it. Please don't share it. And the last part of that, which is often most overlooked, which is how you're commenting on other people's posts online. Ultimately, the comments that you're making online can just have just as much a negative effect as you sharing something outrageous. So always keep those comments positive, encouraging, cordial. Sure, you're allowed to disagree. It's a conversation. It's social media. But your response should be almost a positive one. It adds to a positive discussion versus attacking others. So that's the first P, your presence online. That is the first place people will go, particularly outside of your organization. Now, when you move inside the organization, the biggest perception, which is the second P, which is professionalism. Now, I know each company's culture is different, but being a professional is consistent across the board. It's about aligning to your company culture. That might be how you dress, how you communicate, whether that be email or Slack or other things. So we want to align to the company culture that you're currently in. And in any organization, that comes in two forms. Number one, which most people don't like to talk about, which is their dress code. Sam Ramsey famously said, "Dress for the job that you want, not the one that you have." So be really intentional about your dress and dressing for the job that you want. Look, it matters. We can act like it doesn't, but it does. I'm not talking about trying to be someone you're not. I have this incredible story. We were working with someone, and she thought really highly of this young professional, and they had this really big meeting the next day. And they get to the meeting, and she was all prepared, and her colleague, someone that she just hired, came in a pair of basketball shorts. Now, I know it sounds outrageous, but that's going to stick with him for a long time. It doesn't mean he can't overcome it, but dress for the job that you want. I'm not talking about being fake. I'm just saying dress to the standard of your organization, if not a little bit better. The second real key to professionalism is how you communicate. In most corporate environments, obviously email is still king. And if that's the case, all I want you to think about is writing clear and concise emails with good grammar and clear subject lines that really communicate what needs to be accomplished. I know it sounds simple, but we all make errors. Just get in the habit of rereading your emails one extra time. That's it. Just read it out loud, simplify the message. It will go a long way to people's perception of you as a professional. If your organization communicates in a less formal way than email, you can apply the same principles. Just reread the message before texting or sending your Slack message. Look, Typos absolutely matter. People's perception, that is a huge deal. Take your professionalism up a level in dress code and in the way that you communicate, particularly via text and verbally. The third P of perception is positivity. Look, no one likes to be around a negative Nancy or Debbie Downer. Being positive doesn't mean you have to turn a blind eye to what's happening around you. It's all too common in the workplace for people to have a negative attitude or mindset. By having a positive and optimistic attitude, you will not only be more pleasant to be around, but you will stand out. Now, there are four simple things that you can do to be more positive. First, appreciate the opportunity that you have. I don't care if you're 23 years old at the bottom of an organization, appreciate the opportunity that you have. Learn everything that you can from that opportunity. Second, avoid negative individuals or groups. It's one of the biggest mistakes I see young professionals make is they hang around or they even get close to someone that's a negative. Whether you're negative or not, you'll start to be perceived that way by being around that person or even if you're just allowing it to happen around you. The third thing that you can do to be more positive is to just display your enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is absolutely contagious. If you're going to spend 8, 9, 10 hours a day at work, why not make it more than just tolerable? Make an effort to smile and laugh and enjoy your job. Get excited about it. Don't be scared. Enthusiasm is contagious. And the last thing that you can do to be more positive at work is to practice random acts of kindness. Each day, just try to do one thing that's kind and helpful for somebody else. Even if it's not your job. It could be as simple as just a compliment. Hey, I like your hair. Oh, I like that dress. Oh, thanks for all your hard work on that project yesterday. Just practice random acts of kindness. And people will start to perceive you as a more positive person in the workforce. The fourth P of perception is passion. Look, most people think of passion as just doing what you love, which by itself is fine. But passion in the context of these five P's is about being passionate about your company, the industry, the people you're around, and the products and services that your company offers its customers. Being passionate can be an enormous differentiator over people who just show up and punch the proverbial time clock. Typically, the more you know, the better you become at your job and the more passion that you will have about it. Look, there's not a bunch of tricks that I can give you to be more passionate. But my only advice was just devour everything you can about your industry, improve your knowledge about it, and that mind will become a weapon. And when that mind becomes a weapon and you get to know your space really well, that passion will start to come out of you. You'll start to see the value that you add and can add. The last P is the most important, and that is proactivity. And it's the hardest of the five P's, but it's quite possibly the most coveted by any organization that I run across. And it is the one that will create the most differentiation for you. Do the things to help your boss or your team or your organization as a whole advance without being told to do so. It's as simple as it is. I'm going to say it again because it's if you memorize nothing, memorize this. Do the things to help your boss, to help your team, or to help your organization advance without being told to do so. I love there's a great story called, it's called the 20% rule. And the general manager of the Chicago Cubs, who's just, he won a World Series with the Red Sox. He won a World Series with the Cubs. His name is Theo Epstein. And he had this idea called the 20% rule. And he came up with it because he was just not in any kind of personal ambitious way. He was just looking for a way to move up quicker in his first organization, the San Diego Padres. And he saw that his boss at the time really hated doing a couple things. And he thought to himself, if I could just do those two and three things really well, not being asked to do it, and I just did them for my boss, I bet you I'll be more valuable to him. So he taught himself those two or three things that his boss didn't like to do but had to be done. He started doing them proactively. And guess what? His boss loved it. And his boss started looking for opportunities to give him more responsibility in the organization. It's just an incredible rule. Think about that in your life. It's one of the biggest lessons I give to anyone that I mentor. Find that 20% of the person directly above you or around you and teach yourself how to do that and do it proactively. Trust me, it will make an enormous difference. It can literally change the trajectory of your career. But don't kid yourself. Being proactive can also be tricky because it really does require you to take some chances. Ignore those what-if moments that you might have and just move beyond the status quo. It's a real leap of faith in yourself to take action, not knowing for certain what the results will be. It's really a mix of like hustling and being relentless and by being a problem solver. Now, we teach a pretty simple 5-step process to be more proactive. The first, know only you can do it. No one else can do it for you. Nobody else can do it for you. Your parents can't do it for you. Your boss can't do it for you. Your colleagues can't do it for you. Once you kind of get your head around like, I have to do this. I have to be the one. Then you have the opportunity to be more proactive. The second step is to look for problems. Look at your normal workflow and see if you can identify problems that keep occurring. Because once you identify problems, now they become opportunities to be proactive and solve them. Could be processes, it could be something in your workflow, it could be that 20% rule, that problem that your boss has. Look for those problems, so then you'll have opportunities to solve them. Which leads to the third step, pretty naturally. Then you look to identify solutions. Because once you've uncovered those problems, now you can say, oh, well, I gotta find a way to solve this. Sometimes finding solutions to problems takes trial and error. And I get that. But if you're tenacious and you keep at it, you will solve those problems. The fourth step is to show accountability. Look, hold yourself accountable to the process of looking for problems and solutions. One of the best ways to do this is just open Evernote, open your notepad, wherever you take notes, and just start by writing down two or three problems a day or per week, depending on your workflow, that you come across. Just write them down. You don't have to solve them right now. I can think of two or three right now in my business that I need to proactively solve. So I need to write those down. And then I can block off 30 minutes on my calendar or an hour at night to then begin thinking of ideas for how to solve those problems. And not a lot. And the fifth step and maybe the most important of all, is then celebrate those successes. Because once you start celebrating your successes of being proactive, you'll start doing it more and more. I'm not talking about like throwing major parties, but give yourself a pat on the back. Celebrate when you achieve something that you didn't expect to achieve because you were proactive. Remember, perception equals reality. Perception equals reality. So if you want your perception to change in your organization or in, you know, for other opportunities outside of your organization, remember the five P's: your presence online, your professionalism in the workplace, how positive you are on a daily basis, your passion for the work that you do, and lastly and most importantly, how proactive you are at work. And if you think about those five things every single day and your behaviors and your actions reflect those things in a good way, you will create an example of a positive perception about you as a professional. And if you do this, whether you get that promotion or not, if you do these five things really well, I can assure you, you will be leading by example in your organization and you'll have other people gravitating towards you. Because people want to be around positive people. They want to be around proactive people. They want to be around passionate people. They want to be around people that have good professionalism. This stuff matters whether you like it or not. If the only thing you're doing at work is keeping your head down and doing work all day and trying to create results, you will not get the progress that you want in your organization. We have to think broader about our perception and the example that we're setting to others in these five areas. I truly hope that you can begin to reflect in how you're doing in these five P's of perception, and you'll look to change some of your habits or take some of these ideas to help you on your leadership journey.
Thanks for joining us on another week of the show. If you like this, do me a favor and share it with a colleague or a friend, or leave a comment, review, and recommendation wherever you listen to podcasts. Anything that would help us spread the message of leadership, it would mean a great deal to me in my heart. Until next time, be a good leader at work and at home.